everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Edwards, along with my trusty partner in crime and in podcast crime, Mr. Stu Smith. Welcome, Stu.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Stu.
Yes.
Which episode is this?
118.
118 episodes of pure goodness delivered to you for free through the power of the podcast. My goodness, Stu, how far we've come from that very first episode. We were just young cubs back then. Now we're wise and mature sages of the internet at 118. What are we talking about today, Stu?
Well, this is a hot topic.
Uh-huh.
Everybody thinks they need it.
Ruby?
And you do. And you do. Business in social media, aka the new email list, right? So here we discuss the changing climate in business and how much has changed and how much has not changed with regards to communicating your list of email addresses or followers in social media. So that's the big thing. What has changed, that makes everybody think they need Facebook ads and spend a whole lot of money on Facebook ads. And it works. Obviously, it works. But what else is there? Is there other options that we need to be focused on? Do we lose the basics just because we have social media? Is social media now the basics? Tell me, Jim. You tell me. Where are we going on this?
I don't know where you're going, Stu.
Yeah.
No. All right. Here's the thing. I have heard the death knell of email marketing at least five different times in the last 20 years. And yet people are sending more email now than they've ever sent. And email is ultimately where you want to get with communicating with your customers. Now, we have live people here with you, with us. And I'm just curious, the people that are here inside, that are here watching the Jim and Stu Show on jimandstushow.com or watching us on social media, let us know. Do you have more than one email list? I mean, more than one email address? Do you have more than one email box? Do you have like your personal box, which is only for friends and family and things you really care about? And the other one is like the throwaway email that you use when you sign up for lists, when you're trying to get the free bribe that they're giving you, or you're doing, you're signing up for webinars and stuff like that, that they just not, so basically you can't get spammed. It's your, how many of you have more than two?
Yeah.
Like a bunch. Jay says yes. VJ says it's seven different emails. My boy Gordon says I have a few. Don says many emails. And Wojtek says at least three. So and here's the thing. What you want to do, and this kind of goes along with the discussion we had on the Jim and Stu Show, was that. And Tony says, yes, personal and job. You as a marketer want to be included in the friends and family email address. You kind of want to earn your way into that box. And so that takes time. That takes relationship building. That takes doing it the right way. Email is more important than social media in a lot of ways, because we even had people when we did the Jim and Stu Show, they were like, hey, I didn't get notification that you guys went live. So, but if we send an email every Sunday, we tell people, hey, this is where Jim's going to be live. And they give the link to Jim and Stu Show and all that stuff. But email is something that you can control. You can't control what the redheaded monkey over at Facebook does as far as his algorithms, or that weird bearded guy. I gotta watch the beard thing, but the weird guy over at Twitter with the nose ring, you can't control what he does. I don't know who's over at LinkedIn, but you can't control social media. That's what you need to understand, is that you don't own anything at social media. You don't own your list on social media. What's up, Kevin? You don't own it. They own it. In fact, they own your content that you put on social media. If you read everything, they control your content. They can do whatever they want with your content. They don't have to show it. They can show it whatever they want. They can show ads that they make money off of and you don't make any money off of with your content. So, however, you own your email address. I mean, you own your email list. You own that list. You control that list. Now, that's a two-edged sword. You own it, you control it, but everybody has the right to opt out. So if you're not adding value to people's lives, if you're always pitch, your list is going to go away. Your list is not going to grow. You're not going to be able to build your business. But ultimately, where you want to end up is in the friends and family email inbox. And with all the people that I get emails and stuff from, I can tell you that I literally only have like three people that I pay attention to, that I watch the emails that come in. All right. One is Stu. The other one is Russell and all the stuff out of ClickFunnels. And then the other one is a gun related guy. Okay. So that's it. I mean, everything else, I mean, then I got my friends and, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, everything else goes into the, what's the tab? What do they call it? You got the three tabs at the top in the Gmail. It goes into the promotions tab. In the promotions tab. And that is like going straight to hell. I mean, you're just gone. Yeah.
People don't
I use this thing called SaneBox as well, that filters it even more, so that when people come in, they literally have to go through another hoop. Otherwise, they just get shoved over into this thing called, I got three boxes or four boxes, Sane Archive, Sane Later, Sane News, and Sane No Replies. I mean, I got so many filters on here, I'm surprised even my own moms can get an email through to me. So that's ultimately where you want to be. And then you have to keep earning the right to stay in the friends and family email inbox, which means adding value consistently, which means staying relevant, which means not being annoying. By the way, Stu's the only one that I let text me with messages. Anybody else text me, man, they get blacklists and stuff, but I'm on Stu's text SMS. Update, SMS notification.
I'm just testing that out. I told myself I'd give it 6 months to test out the SMS business marketing.
Yeah.
And I'm on month five right now. It's okay. It's nothing earth shattering.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing, the other place that you want to be, yeah, Jay, I don't open your emails, but I do respond to you in Instant Messenger on Facebook. That's where you want to be also. If you can be on the Facebook Instant Messenger and have people not block you on that, that's a way to communicate. That where you want to earn the right to be able to communicate with people directly through Messenger. So that's my initial barrage of thoughts based on your generalized question at the beginning of this podcast 11 minutes ago. What kind of thoughts do you have, Stu?
That was really, really good. I will say,
like, you're surprised. Hey, that was actually pretty good. Jim.
It was an awkward question because, so much has evolved in the last 20 years. And I will say, not only that things have evolved and you have to stay relevant, you know, being able to use social media to your advantage and for business, but it also depends. It depends on where your market is. You know, I have a relatively young market that finds me on Instagram and not so much Facebook, but Instagram is probably my biggest source of incoming traffic, you know, according to Google Analytics, as well as some search engines. But most people are coming from Instagram to my Shopify store, right? However, I have an email list as well that I generate, you know, several thousand email pumps out there, you know, for new products, articles of the week, things like that, that people will receive. And once they get some new content, they have some new offers in there that they see, you know, just once again, just staying on their mind to say, hey, here's an answer to this problem. You don't have a gym because of COVID. Look at this great program right here. This is an answer. That was a really good one last year. And I did that mainly by a combination of both email and social media, because it was affecting, you know, previous customers as well as new customers that were just looking for ideas.
Right.
So I think it's a good way to kind of separate your warm and cold traffic a little bit. So that's why I typically utilize both.
Yeah. Well, you should use everything, but understand, yeah. I mean, like, we're in the middle of a launch right now for the new release of 7-day ebook, 7-day ebook version 3.0. And so we're going great guns on social media and on email. I mean, we're just, everybody's knowing about it. We're doing a, you know, a good mix of promotion and content and all that good stuff. But if it wasn't for the email, email still, I think at least 80% of our sales come as a result of sending emails to people who have agreed to receive email from us, telling them we have some value that they need to go check out. Now, Wojtek brought up something interesting. He said, if you go to social prison, you still have your email list. Now, I went to Facebook jail not once, not twice, but three times in about 4 or 5 weeks through no fault of my own. It was because of technical issues and getting caught up in IP address BS and other things. And I figured out basically what it was, Stu.
What's that?
Was that, depending on my physical location, what was happening was I was using my Wi-Fi at the house. And then when I walked out to the chickens, the Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough. So it was switching over to Verizon's IP address. And so it was like my account had been taken over. And so that's why they did that. And so when I figured out to turn off Wi-Fi before I started, then it hadn't happened since. So
that's a good discovery.
Right.
Yeah, that's smart.
But imagine if I had been promoting, say, like my two-day workshop I did, or in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a 7-day write your book challenge live. And imagine if I'd only been using social media and I'd only been saying, hey, I'm going to do this on, you know, I'm going to do this on Facebook. And then all of a sudden you're in Facebook jail, you've just screwed your whole business. And so that's why when you go to jimandstushow.com, we have literally people watching on social media, but we also have people watching live on my website. And when I do that live challenge, we're going to be doing the live challenge on my website. We're not going to be doing it live on Facebook.
Smart.
Number one, because I ain't giving Facebook the, you know, the satisfaction of all that traffic. But number two, because I can't take a chance that I get shut down in the middle of delivering something that's mission critical. So if you've got a website and you've got an email list, you have a business. You can do it. You can do it old school, man. I mean, you can still buy, Facebook is not the only place to buy ads. You can buy ads from other websites. You can buy ads from Google. You can buy ads from Bing. You can buy ads from different places and build your list, build your email list and build relationships with those people and just drive people to your website. In fact, there are a lot of people that don't want to go to Facebook. There are a lot of people that don't like the little redheaded monkey. And so I think, or the weird beard guy with the nose ring over at Twitter. So plenty of people that are just like, hey, you know what? I want to pay attention to Jim. I want to pay attention to Stu. And, you know, they send me email. I go over, I watch the stuff. I like the dudes. I can comment on the blog. I mean, that's the thing. You can comment. If you, when you go to jimandstushow.com, you can comment on the blog. That the shows get archived on the blog. They, you know, you can chat live with us. You know, Jay said it well. He said emails have stayed around through all the other methods. Doesn't mean you don't use the current tools, but you better collect email and use it as well. That's well said. Well said. Jay said, are you running any YouTube ads for your 7-day ebook? We've been recording them and we're going to start running YouTube ads for it. So anyway, I think beware of anybody who says this is the death of something else, especially if it's something that you use every day. You know, I don't think video is ever going to go away. So if you hear somebody say, you know, this is the Zoom killer, this is the video killer, blah, 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 you know, you just grab your wallet and run. Mm. You know, there are basics that are never going to go away. You got video, you got email, you got being able to put an offer up on a web page, you got blogs, you got articles, you got, you know, text, audio, video, you've got, you know, sales copy, emails, teasers, stories, all of these things are never going away. I had somebody tell me something yesterday. It's like, it was funny. I sat there for 10 minutes, them telling me this amazing discovery that they had made, and that it was, and it basically came down to saying that emails with stories in them had better engagement than others that, than emails that didn't have stories. And I was like, interesting.
Insightful.
Exactly. Now, the one thing I don't understand, all right, and I'm going to put, and this goes along with Twitter, which I still don't understand. Twitter just looks like a place for over-caffeinated hipsters to bitch at each other and complain about political and social topics.
I just post articles on Twitter.
Just me. I post links. I follow like 3 people.
Yeah.
And I never look at Twitter, but I've got like 3,000 people that follow me on Twitter. I have no idea why. Really. If you follow me on Twitter, I don't understand why. Is this, what's the Clubhouse thing? This audio only, where you get into a room with other people that you can't see, and you can talk to people you can't see. And people, it's like teleseminars used to be. No, it's not. Teleseminars were broadcast media. You got on, and if you had like 3 or 4 people that you knew that were supposed to be there, then you could talk. But as soon as you get like a bunch of people on there, it sounds like a cacophony from hell, and you just have to mute everybody and you talk. It was like radio. But I don't understand why would you get into a Clubhouse thing and talk to people you couldn't see? I don't understand it. I can't conceive of it.
Sounds like a conference call.
It is. It's like a conference call with people you don't know, though.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It's just weird. So, you know me, I always keep my opinion to myself. So I will never bring that up again. Not.
Never know. Somebody's going to be a billionaire from it. And that's just insane.
You know, but sometimes I think when people start hyping there's lesson here, too. I think that people start hyping the new next greatest social media thing because they suck or failed at the things that are there now. So they want to be like the first. It's like, you know, your buddy that you haven't heard from since 5th grade who tracks you down and wants to talk to you about this new opportunity he's got. and he starts whipping out the circles and the lines and stuff and talking about dynamic compression and you know, how this vitamin is going to change the world and we're all going to become millionaires by getting people to sign up at $13.50 a month. And then you ask, is it Amway? No, it's not Amway. It's not Amway. And I think a lot of that happens too, is that these people that want to be social media stars, like, okay, I want to be the first one into this one so I can dominate it. But it's BS. It's just BS. So anyway, I mean, I don't really see where you're gonna, I don't see what the next one's gonna be.
You can't dismiss the basics.
Right.
You know, the foundation of doing business before social media has not changed.
Right. And it, if you want me to sum it all up, it comes down to this. Who do you serve? What problem do you solve for them consistently? How do you solve it? How do you stay in touch with them continuously to keep them up to date and develop a relationship with them? And how do you stay relevant in their lives? That's really how you do it. And you're going to do it by sending them email. You're going to do it by doing videos. You're going to do it by creating text articles. You may do it with an audio podcast. Okay. That's what, you know, we do a video podcast, but it can be audio, but it's like working out. There's push, pull, core, legs, cardio. Anything else is a subset of those five things. Anything you could think of is a subset of those five things. So you got to master those five things and then you pay attention. Maybe there's a tool that will come along that will change everything. I mean, if we were sitting here talking about MySpace, you might know that we were full of crap. You know, MySpace is the best, man. Check out my page. But unless something comes along that helps people to be able to build an online tribe better, faster, easier, communicate with them in a way that is going to reach them faster, it's like the tools are pretty much here. You know, that now we may segment those tools based on political affiliation. You see stuff like what's the Facebook Twitter alternative that got banned, and Rumble?
No, Parler.
Parler. Okay. Yeah. I'm not on Parler because when I looked at it, it was like Parler was just Twitter. It was another Twitter thing. I just don't get the share a little tiny thought thing. I don't get it. Maybe it's the journalist, the article writer in me. I just don't get that whole thing.
It's difficult for business, I think. I mean, some people use it for business, but you know, depending on your market, it's you have to have a certain niche that is into Twitter,
right?
You know, if that's your business.
What you got to think about is, you know, you have a platform, and the term platform used to refer to, it was an analogy for planks. Platform originally came, it was a political term, and your platform was made up of planks. Jim has too many thoughts, but it was made up of planks, and your plank, each plank in your platform was an idea that you had. It was a position that you had. If you think about your platform as planks, okay, my platform is made up of my blog, Facebook, email, to a lesser extent, Medium, YouTube, and you know, other stuff. But the main platform is email, my websites, you know, my funnels, landing pages, my blog, and Facebook. Those are the main planks. But if Facebook ever disappears, I can still communicate with my audience. So it's just what are the planks in your platform that make the most sense for you to be able to communicate with your audience effectively and over the long term? But if part of your platform is not email, you are literally building your business on a house of cards. So
that's good. I like that. That's a good way to sum that up. Hey, instead of me asking you, is there a wizard for that? I have a new closing segment I'd like to start doing as well. You know, maybe alternate the two.
Okay.
This with one no is, this one is, I was inspired by last week's show. And last week's show was, we talked about, you know, to differentiate yes men from naysayers, from those who are genuinely concerned about you. And that one had a slight digression into optimism, realism, and pessimism. Remember that?
I do. You wrote an article. You wrote a really good article as a result of that discussion.
I pumped that thing out and it blew up.
Really?
It was a really good week last week from that. But I'm going to share it again this week just because it was really good. But basically, it works like this.
Can you show it? Can you show us the article?
Yeah, I can share it. Yeah, I can share it. Let's see. Where am I? Share my window. Share my screen. Let's see, where are you? I don't know. What do I do, Jim?
You got to do share screen, right. And then I have to show it. Add to stream.
So you see that?
There
now.
We are.
This was last week's show. But anyway, it was quite inspirational for me because I popped out an article called An Optimist, a Realist, and a Pessimist Walk into a Recruiter's Office. Two walk out and only one makes it. Guess who? Right.
That was really good. I even texted you when I saw that. I was like, holy crap, dude, that's good.
That was an SMS one I shared too. So I shared that on text. And that even got you to say, oh man, I want to read this. So, but
Wojtek said I read that article. It was really cool.
Cool. Well, thank you. But anyway, it's basically a recruiter, you know, all three want to go to SEALs and, you know, the optimist is like, yeah, where do I sign? And the pessimist is like, oh, I don't even want to try. And the realist is like, well, I got to work out a little harder before I make this decision. Anyway, so they go through this journey and it's kind of funny. They meet up, you know, 9 months later and there's a moral of the story and it was really good. So,
And if you want to find out which one made it, you need to read the article.
Yeah.
And you can do that at stewsmithfitness.com. Go to stewsmithfitness.com. And then in the upper, somewhere on the top, there's a link to the
articles right here. All you got to do is click the articles link and boom, it's right there at top.
Where?
Right here. So,
I'm not seeing it. All I'm seeing is Jim and Stu show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never saw my article at all. So it's not sharing.
No. It's sharing a screen that shows your browser that just shows Jim and Stu show.
Okay. Is it sharing anything now?
No.
Man, this whole video, this whole share screen is
this whole video out. Thing. Don't let it get in the way.
How about this one? Now you see him at Stu Smith Fitness?
Now I see Stu Smith Fitness.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's you click the articles link and this article's at the top. This is the last article I wrote. I've been pretty busy this week. I haven't done any others, but that was pretty fun.
No, that's awesome. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was fun. And, anyway, it was a moment of inspiration by our show last week.
That's very good.
For sharing with you.
I don't think I was inspired by our show at all. In fact, I was slightly depressed when it was over. So thanks for balancing that out.
Well, I thought you were also going to come up with your own little optimism, realism, pessimist story. You know, about writing an ebook.
I'm gonna
publishing your first book.
I thought I was too, because I told you I was gonna do that and then I didn't, but I did a different thing. So I did something else.
Yeah. But anyway, if you are considering, you know, something that you sell and you want to try to place it in a different context, see if you can come up with the optimist, the realist, and the pessimist story that fits.
Okay, I got it.
Business model.
I got it. I got it. I'm going to tell it right now. An optimist, a realist, and a pessimist all decide to write a book. 1 week later, only one of them has done it.
Love it.
So here's what happened. The optimist said, oh my God, I can write a book. You mean I can create a book in just 7 days? This is going to be amazing. I'm going to be world famous. My mom's going to be super proud of me. This is amazing. Gosh, let me think about what kind of a book I could write. Well, I could write all kinds of different books, and then they just go off and off and off. The pessimist says, there's no way in hell you could write a book in a week. Oh, if you did, it would be a piece of crap and no one would read it. In fact, if anyone did read it, you would be exposed as complete and total fraud that you are. And so it's better for me not to do it at all. And the realist says, wow, Jim Edwards said I could write a book in a week because it's not a question of sitting down and gutting out the book at the keyboard like they've done for hundreds of years. I can use technology and strategy to create the content super fast and then get it edited and published up on Amazon in less than a week. Well, maybe I need to do a little bit more research and learn the process for this real quick and get it done. And that's exactly what the realist did. He sat down. He discovered not one, but nine different ways to create an ebook in less than a week. Chose the one that was best for him. Marked out the time on his calendar, got it done, created the content, hired somebody to lay it out at Fiverr, hired somebody to create the cover at Fiverr, and then followed Jim's instructions and used a couple of wizards to make the creation of the back cover copy and the on-screen copy for Amazon push button simple. And in less than a week, he had his book done and up for sale on Amazon. And the best news of all, he was able to discover how to do all of it for only $29 at 7dayebook.com. So do you want to be an optimist, a realist, or a pessimist? I think we all know the answer to that. Head on over to 7dayebook.com and get your book done in less than a week too. Kaboom! How was that? That wasn't bad, right?
I love it. I'm here to inspire, Jim. That's what I do.
We'll have to do, somebody said, sounds like a new wizard coming soon. We should do the optimist, realist, and pessimist wizard. How to tell that story.
What a great story.
That would be really cool. That would be like a really original take on a story that would, you know, it's sort of a hero's journey, but it's sort of not. It's like the hero's journey and the Wall Street Journal story had an illegitimate baby in an alley, and we discovered it and raised it as our own superhero son. Well done, Stu.
Thank you, sir.
I like it. We'll do that in my copious amounts of spare time.
Sure.
Oh, and Jay said, and not only that, he also learned how to become an Amazon bestseller in less than 72 hours.
I love it.
As the second OTO, which everyone should take because it's guaranteed. Oh.
Yeah, you need to get the text out of this video for
I will.
For that article, because that's a good one.
I will. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that a lot. All right, cool. Well, this was fun, man. This has been like the roller coaster. I enjoy it feels like, I mean, you and I only like ever really talk like mostly just once a week, but it feels like I talk to you all the time. It's just fun. I want you to know I appreciate your friendship, Steve. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And me, you.
And I appreciate you helping me get in really amazing shape, because they're doing building over here at the house at the water right now. And I'm out there doing my workout and stuff. And they're all just kind of looking at me like, what's wrong with this fool? And then everybody wants to talk like, you know, hey, man, what you doing? And then they don't want to talk anymore when you tell them what you're doing. And then they're like, then they don't want to talk anymore. So thanks, Kevin. Oh, hey, Jane says that's way better than three people walking into a bar. Huh?
It is.
I wonder if we stole that unwittingly. It's okay.
Not really.
Nah, we didn't. Okay, cool. Well, everybody have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us on our show and on the podcast. This is the end of the podcast episode. If you'd like to write your own book in less than 7 days, head on over to 7dayebook.com. That's the number 7dayebook.com. And if you'd like to get into amazing shape, head on over to StuSmithFitness.com. and Stu can experiment on you too. Everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. You want to end with the polka or with the "You Won the Internet"? Your choice, Stu.
Let's see what the internet has. Winning the internet means.
Oh, you don't want. Okay, as opposed to.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Bye-bye, everybody.